Now, I'd like to, I'm really honored to introduce Master Jinji to you, who's our next speaker. Master Jinji is the Supreme Patriarch, appointed unanimously by the Council of Elders in Korea. He represents over 20,000 monks and nuns and 20 million Buddhists. His goal in his new position is to open traditional Korean Buddhist meditation in the world. He began in 2002 by hosting the first international Open Seon conference in Korea, which drew the great masters from China and Japan. Master Jinji has devoted his life to meditation and is considered the 79th generation Dhamma descendant of the Buddha. He has written, he has enormous charisma, he has a great following, and he's going to say a few words about his view and his relationship to this whole issue of Jesus. And so, Master Jinji, please, you honor us greatly by coming here. He will be speaking, and then I will translate what he said.
Hangugo Imanyo Sonimdirka Ichaman Bulchadra 지도자로서 전 세계에서 모이신 존귀한 지도자 여러분께 평화의 인사와 축복을 드릴 수 있게 이 자리에 초청해 주셔서 대단히 감사합니다. 원로연 대종사님들께서 산성을 대한불교 조계종 종정으로 초대해 주신 것을 감사하게 생각하며 산성은 평화로운 미래를 만들기 위해 동양정신문화의 정수인 한국어 가나선을 전 세계에 펴는 데 최선을 다하고자 합니다. 부처님께서는 인류에게 큰 축복의 가르침을 주셨고 궁극의 깨달음을 제시해 주셨습니다. 그리고 역사적으로 수많은 분들이 체득해 왔습니다. 오늘 이 중요한 모임에서 많은 지도자들이 자신들의 종교적 관점에서 예수님의 의미에 대한 말씀하고 있습니다. 거기에 산성도 소견을 떠붙일까 합니다. 예수님은 비폭력, 사랑, 평화의 가르침을 통해 우리 본래의 성품을 참모습을 보이셨습니다. 우리가 물질에 끌려다니는 존재가 된다면 천하를 얻더라도 영혼을 잃어버리게 된다는 것을 아신 예수님은 세상을 위해 일생을 헌신하고 섬기는 삶을 사셨습니다. 우리는 세상의 여러 종교들 간의 지속적인 대화를 통해 자비와 사랑, 관용의 정신을 더욱 심화하고 실질적 이타행의 실천 방안을 모색함으로써 이 세상을 더욱 평화롭고 풍요롭게 만들 수 있을 것입니다. 아울러 모든 인류가 각자 생활 속에 참나를 찾는 수행을 한다면 마음의 고향에 이르러 큰 지혜와 자비를 갖추어 인류 평화에 큰 공헌을 하리라고 확신합니다. 봄이 오니 100가지 꽃은 누구를 위해 피민고 자곳에 우는 곳에 100가지 꽃이 향기롭도다. 감사합니다.
And this is the translation. As the leader of 20,000 monks and nuns and 20 million lay people of Korea, I'm grateful to be invited here to bring to all of you, distinguished leaders from around the world, greetings of peace and the blessings of peace. I'm very grateful that great masters from the Council of Elders have chosen me as the leader to represent the Jonggyi order, and I will follow the definitive opinions from the Council of Elders to create peaceful future. I will try my utmost to propagate Shaun in the world, which is the essence of Oriental spiritual culture. The Buddha gave great blessings to the world and established the ideal of enlightenment, of Buddhahood, which many individuals embodied throughout the centuries. Since today, here at this important gathering, many leaders are speaking about the significance of Jesus in their religious traditions, I want to add my own reflections. Jesus in his teachings was very close to Buddhist ideals. Jesus embodies the supreme form of Buddhahood through his teachings of nonviolence, of compassion and peace, of being a servant and not a master. His understanding that one can gain the whole world and lose one's own soul made him an ideal subject of devotion for the world. There's a profound potential for mutual enrichment through dialogue among all the great religions of the world, not merely in the field of ethics and spirituality, which embody compassion, love, meditation, and the enhancement of tolerance, but also in the practice of charity and helping the poor, eliminating ignorance, and leading towards understanding and eradicating hunger and disease. And I feel that this dialogue could go very far and reach a very deep level of understanding. When all humanity engages in seeking their true inner self in daily life, reaching the original home of the heart, then wisdom, compassion, and peace can be achieved to the whole world. As the poet expressed it, spring comes, for whom do the flowers bloom? In a place where the partridge cries, the fragrance of 100 flowers fills the air. Thank you very much. Thank you.